This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, gearing up for Donald Trump 57 hours from right now to take the stage, Shields Arena in Fargo. And let's talk about it right away with our first guest of the hour, Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of President Donald Trump, someone you see on those great Real News updates. Laura, it's nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm so great, Scott. Thanks for having me, and thank you for the shout-out for our Real News. Very exciting. Well,
love the Real News. We suffer from this fake news, disease that we have to deal with all the time. So it's a breath of fresh air to have your Real News. So I appreciate
that. Thank you. Yes, you may have heard of the fake news. We felt like we really had to push back against that, let people know what's going on out there. So we started the Real News on the president's Facebook page, and we post every week and, just try and make sure everybody understands what's going on out there.
That's fantastic. What I most wanted to have you share with folks that are excited for the president's trip to Fargo on Wednesday, but maybe have never been to a rally, what they can expect. What's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh. If you have never been to a Trump rally, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The energy and enthusiasm that you feel in a space of people that love the country, that love the president, it's incredible. I highly advise people to go out and do it. It's a historic thing to do. You know, take your kids, take your family. You know, they can be up close and personal with the president. And as we know, as we just mentioned, you know, we do get the fake news every single day. So if you want to hear what's going on, hear it directly from the president. This is a really important thing to do. It's really exciting. It's a great time. And I know the president is so excited to come out and see everybody in North Dakota.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm just feeling for Sarah Sanders and her family after this weekend. And it just seems to me that the ugliness out there has just gotten worse and worse and worse. Have you and Eric and other family members felt that?
You know, I will say that generally people are fairly respectful of us. I mean, my husband and I live in New York City, so you can imagine that not everyone we see everywhere is necessarily a Trump supporter. But I grew up in North Carolina, and every time I get to go home, you know, it's such a breath of fresh air to be able to, you know, feel like the people surrounding you are really supportive of the president of the country. You know, what we see going on out there, Scott, I think is it's despicable. Quite frankly, what happened to Sarah Sanders is unacceptable, and it's so hypocritical. By the way, the party of tolerance, supposedly the Democrats, who say that they want to see everybody accepted and this sort of thing. Meanwhile, they're the ones that are doing this sort of thing. You see Maxine Waters this past weekend calling for people to basically attack Trump supporters, attack people who support our president, our elected president of the United States. You know, it's terrible, but I tend to think it's going to backfire on them. You know, the reason in my mind that you see all this happening is because the Democrats are terrified as to what's happening in 2018 in the midterms coming up and in 2020, because people in this country who didn't even vote for Donald Trump have seen their lives improve so much in a year and a half that we've had him as our president. And I have no doubt that people who did not vote for him in the first election are going to get in the voting booth in 2020 and they're going to vote for Donald Trump because they want to see the great things move forward in this country that we've already seen happen. So, it's sad, it's unacceptable, it's disgusting, but at the same time, I really feel optimistic about the direction our country is headed. I feel optimistic about the safety of our country, the safety of our world with Donald Trump as our president. So, you got to take a little bit of the bad with all the good that we've seen happen too.
And you make a very good point. This is really a master plan to try and change the subject, right? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, the Democrats have nothing to show.
A great example is this crisis at the border that where the Trump administration is doing nothing different than the Obama administration did. And the numbers are being distorted and everything else. And yeah, you're right. I mean, they can't focus on the economy. They can't focus on, the diplomacy that's going on. They can't focus on the things where you can show tangible results, because it would mean defeat for them. So I guess they're going to.
Right. No, they. If they focused on anything besides nonsense, they would have to admit that this president is doing an incredible job. They'd have to give him credit. And we all know that they won't do that. So what you see happening in this country, and that's an excellent point, what is happening on the border? This has been happening for almost 20 years in this country. This was implemented under President Bill Clinton. It's been happening throughout the past three presidencies, and yet all of a sudden everyone is in hysteria about what is happening down there. And this president is doing nothing different than the previous president, than the one before him, just enforcing the law. And it's the reality is that we are seeing the distraction techniques from the left happening, because they really have no other messaging. They have nowhere else to go. So they're hoping they can hold on to this crazy idea that all of a sudden Donald Trump is ripping babies away from mothers, which is ridiculous and has been happening, enforcing these laws on our border for many, many years now. And I don't think it's going to work. I think that the people of this country understand what's happening for the most part. And, you know, it'll all come out in the wash in the midterms. And again, like I said, in 2020, I think.
I saw a post of yours where you had you and your husband and your new little, your junior, I guess, right, Luke? With President Trump. And you said, you know, he was holding, his grandson, and you had something on there to the effect of, this is the president I know. Tell our listeners, the president Donald Trump, that we do not see in the media or hear about ever.
Well, there's a story that I sometimes like to tell about my father-in-law that I think really reflects the person that he is. You know, before he ran for the presidency, he had a great life. You know, for the most part, people loved Donald Trump. The media loved Donald Trump. Hollywood loved Donald Trump. But he really did understand what a disaster this country was becoming, and he really knew that he was one of the few people that probably could help and might be able to make things better in this country. So he sat our entire family down just before he announced he was going to run for president, and he looked at every single one of us and said, guys, I want you to know I'm not doing this alone. This is going to be us doing it as a family, because I can't do it alone. And you all have to be prepared with what's going to happen. We may lose everything that we have. We may, be maligned by the media. People are going to come after us. But I want to know that it's okay with you guys, that you guys are ready to accept the consequences to try and make this country a better place. And I think people forget that about Donald Trump. His life would probably be a lot easier right now had he never run for the presidency. But we all, of course, said absolutely we're ready for anything, because this country does need help. And we do need to turn things around. And he's a person that not only cares so much about this country and the people of this country, but he cares so much about our family that I think that if any one of us had told him that night that we didn't want him to do it, or that we weren't ready for the consequences of this, I don't know necessarily that he would have gone forward with it, because he cares so much about all of us too. He's a great man. He really, really has sacrificed so much. And I know people like to laugh about that, but it's true. You know, he is beaten up every single day, no matter what he does. The good things he does, you know, get overlooked every day. And yet he is there fighting day by day by day for the American people, because he believes that, you know, he's the only one that was maybe going to do it. And I give him a lot of credit. I love him. I'm very proud of him. And I do find it very frustrating, you know, the things we see out there every day. But I know if there's one thing that is certain about Donald Trump, it is that they can fight as much as they want against him, but I've never seen someone work harder than my father-in-law, and he will always come out on top, that's for sure.
The guy has unending energy. It's incredible.
Oh.
in his 70s, and is just, I mean, doesn't he? It's just incredible. I mean,
oh, he he was the person on the campaign trail that we all had to keep up with. Everybody would be exhausted, and he'd say, let's do another rally. Let's go to another place today. And we were all just, you know, about dead. And he has unlimited energy. I don't know where he gets it from. He sleeps like 3 hours a night, but he's like a machine. And if you want to talk about the right person to be in the Oval Office, I mean, it's somebody like that who really is going to work for you basically 24 hours a day to try and make things better in this country. But he's incredible. I don't know where he gets it, but he outworked all of us on the campaign, and I couldn't have worked a second harder because, you know, we all did our best, but he's truly, truly incredible.
Laura, our best to you and Eric and Luke, that beautiful new addition of yours to the family.
Thank you. The
entire Trump family. We really appreciate everything, all the sacrifices that are happening on behalf of making America great again. So thanks so much. We look forward to the big rally on Wednesday, and we appreciate you joining us today on the program.
Thank you so much.
All the best to everybody there at Trump Tower and beyond. And we'll keep watching those real news updates, too. So keep those coming, okay?
Absolutely. Will do.
Watch for Laura on the Facebook page of the presidents, and it's there once a week. It's a great update. All right, folks, more of your questions, calls, comments on any and everything. Some more things to cover. Countdown to the Trump rally. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In anything, not running up to par, or are you a little worried about, hey, I got to keep this thing going, needing a little maintenance, whatever that might be, Dak Diesel's your answer. CJ and his team right there, just do it and do it better than anybody else. Get rave reviews. I mean, to the point where, the National Guard takes diesel engines there. What is that? How's that for an endorsement? That's pretty incredible. Oh, we could fix them ourselves, but this guy does a better job. So we're going to have, CJ do it at Dak Diesel. So anything that you need fixed in the way of a diesel engine, you need CJ at Dak Diesel. Okay? Anything. You call him. You go to DakDiesel.com. Give him a call and schedule a time. Get in there. And here's what, you've probably heard us talk about this for a while now. And you're saying, I need to do that. I need to do that. Just do it. Just get it scheduled. Even if it's, a month from now that you get in. I don't know what CJ has for his schedule, but, just get it scheduled. Get it done. So stop thinking about it. Say, I'm going to check that off the box. I'm actually going to do it today. Okay? DakDiesel.com. Give him a call. CJ, Dak Diesel. Kent in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for, I love your show, by the way.
You're very kind. Thank you.
After listening to Laura, I was pretty impressed that you had her on there. But after listening to her, I'm thinking, could you imagine what Donald Trump could do if the politicians would get behind him and push as hard as he does, and the media would leave him alone? That's all I have to say.
Yeah, just wrap your mind around that, right? If you didn't have the... In other words, if he had the typical opposition that any president has, that's fine. I'm not saying that he ought to, he's beyond criticism. I mean, everybody is. But he is getting, the kitchen sink, right? People didn't like Ronald Reagan, but they served his press secretary, meals in restaurants. It's just, it's too derangement. It's just... unbelievable. So you're right. If he didn't have that, if he just had the typical opposition, what would he accomplish? It's a good mind exercise, Ken. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Think about that a little bit. The part I appreciate about Laura today mentioning, was that family meeting and talking about they had an idea that this was going to be ugly and it could be very costly. But everybody wanted to do it for the betterment of the country. And that in and of itself was an enormous sacrifice on Donald Trump's part. He's setting aside his whole business, everything he's built. Didn't need it. Didn't need 24/7 media coverage and critics and didn't need any of it. Unbelievable. Freeman in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I feel that Maxine Waters should be arrested for trying to incite a riot. And if I had the money, I would go to Washington, D.C. myself and make citizens arrest all those people that are breaking the law. But I can't afford to go. But I still think Maxine Waters should be arrested for trying to incite a riot.
Well, I'll tell you what, she should get a visit from the Secret Service at a minimum, shouldn't she?
Yeah, something should happen, but we don't do nothing. That's why they continue to do everything.
Yeah, no, you're right, Freeman. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Ryan,
thank you.
Ryan in Ray, North Dakota, says if that restaurant doesn't want to serve anyone working for Trump, are they going to deny all the military service? Interesting point. Very interesting point. I have a clip of Andrew McCarthy, who's now a regular Fox News contributor, always been a great writer, former U.S. attorney. And he was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday talking about the Inspector General's report. This is another thing you're not getting the full story on in the reporting at all. Good stuff. I want to play that for you. Next up, though, Fuller in West Fargo has a word of the day for us. Is that right, Fuller? Do I understand that right?
You do. The word is paucity. Synonym dearth equal to zip zero nada as far as Democrat ideas. Therefore, they degenerate into the name calling. Nobody has an objection to talking about ideas, and expecting validation for our contrary opinion. But slander, libel, and childish behavior is unbecoming to a grown adult.
I want to have you, Fuller, don't go away. I'd like to have you analyze this text from someone here and see if it fits some of the categories you're talking about. Businesses have the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. Some even have signs posted. There's also signs that say no shirts, no shoes, no service. In Sarah Sanders' case, no brains, no service. Then quickly follows that up on a comment about Laura Trump. Laura is nothing more than a talking, brainwashed head. Blah, blah, blah. So how would you analyze the comments of this liberal texter, Fuller?
Well, that's interesting. I think one of the things that they object to is similar to our friend, well, at any rate, she's too good-looking. She's a good-looking talking head, but it's easy to say that you got no brains if the idea they present is simply different and more logical than the one that the left comes with. It does seem increasingly distressing that the playing field is so tilted, but I guess that's the way it is. We'll join the others who pray daily for the president's strength, physical and emotional, and agree that the evidence shows that he indeed is looking out for the country. And that is increasingly obvious, a tremendous U-turn from the previous 8 years.
No kidding. Thanks, Fuller. I appreciate that. Nice call. Texter says, just keep up the great work. I'd really like to give him a hug, shake his hand, and tell him brighter days are ahead. That texter was an uneducated idiot lib. See, here's something that I feel pretty strongly about that I would welcome input on, but I don't believe it behooves us to match their childish rhetoric with other, you know, in other words, Sarah Sanders has no brains, you're an idiot, you're uneducated. You know, it's just like, I'm going to sort of try to let it roll off my back to say, you know, it really bugs me. It is disheartening to see this, I don't know, race to the bottom just because you disagree with someone politically, which is something that made our country great. Our founding fathers got in a room, say, here's how we're going to do it, and had all those fierce arguments about no this way, no that way, no how about this, no, you know, you get that one, I'll win that one. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be done. I am not one of these kind of people that thinks, you know, everybody ought to get along and you're just sort of, you know, one big happy family. And okay, you fine, go ahead. I mean, you don't stand for anything. You got to stand for everything. You got to stand for what you believe. You got to hold true to your principles. But I don't see why you need to race for the gutter as the left has. They know not how. This is coming from the left now. It's a vitriol. It's a derangement. It's just awful. I can't explain it. But let's not name call back. That makes sense? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand. Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy. From the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thoddleston's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thoddleston took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thoddleston Story. You'll love it.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following their recent ruling in the so-called wedding cake case, the Supreme Court is now giving a Washington state florist who refused to serve a gay wedding a new hearing. The High Court said it wouldn't hear the case of Arlene's Flowers or deny its owner's appeal outright, but the justices are asking Washington's Supreme Court to determine if the owner was treated fairly by state courts. The justice is sending the case back for, quote, further consideration in light of an earlier decision in favor of that Colorado baker, a case where the Supreme Court sided with the baker who'd refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California says at a rally on Sunday,
Mr. President, you need to be impeached.
And she says opponents of administration policy should harass any cabinet members and staffers they encounter out in public. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Administration should send the illegals to the sanctuary cities, telling them that if they leave, then they will be sent back across the border. That way, we'll be leaving the sanctuary cities footing the bill for them. Thank you.
Oh, I love your comments. Keep them coming at 800-228-0550, locally at 2580-550, or text Todd or I at 701 for me, 367-2054 for Todd, 226-8503. Brought to you today in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com is the website. You'll see a link when you go there. There's a, you know, residential, new flow services, careers, and a number of things. But go to the commercial link and click under the commercial contract maintenance to see an interesting little display. It's actually a little video you play. It's not long. And it talks about, you know, increasing costs and the deferred maintenance issues and things that you're dealing with right now, and provides a fix. You know, costs going up. How do you get those costs so they're predictable? You do it with the service they provide at H.A. Thompson & Sons for a lot of customers. Takes care of increasing costs, occupant comfort issues, aging infrastructure, all kinds of in-house charges, and just gives you a steady line. Improves that building's environment, but protects the assets and gives you a real proactive strategy. It also extends the life of your building's infrastructure. It lasts longer. So that's a great asset as well. So find out more about, you know, reducing the costs and improving the equipment reliability and enhancing the building performance and all that. It can work. HATandSons.com, great place to start right there. George in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to talk about in Bismarck on South 9th Street, there's a drainage ditch. And in the flood of 2011, the city kept that pumped out real well. They had a dam on a barricade on Washington Street. They had pumps on Washington Street, and they kept pumping it over. So the drainage ditch stayed really low. Now the drainage ditch is up a little, quite a bit. And I called the city about it, and they said it was the county that asked to run the pumps on Tavist Road. So I called the county, and they said they've got like three or four criteria to meet before they pump it down. And the thing about the ditch is that it's a holding tank for a big rain, number one. And number two, it does drain the south side of Bismarck. So Now when the river's coming up, the water's coming back into the middle of Bismarck from the river, and, you know, it's kind of like we're going to get flooded in the middle of Bismarck, and we're not even next to the river. So somebody's got to keep that channel pumped down, you know, to avoid it. When a big rain comes, I've seen it where it's up over the road on Walker Avenue. And so, you know, I hope somebody's being vigilant about it. That's all I have to say.
All right, I appreciate the call. We had the Corps on earlier. Some of you were not all that impressed with our guest, and thought he was sort of just going through the motions. I thought he was fine. You know, I was glad he came on to answer some of the questions and take some calls. And you can be sure that the you know, I've heard from Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum specifically about issues they're pressing on. So they'll keep going. Dave in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I've called a few times, and I really enjoy your radio show. I like talking with you. But hey, you'd mentioned that you were concerned about how people respond to insults from the left side of the aisle, you know, referring to people's intelligence and what have you. And I agree with you to a point. But what I'd like to say is, you know, the phrase, "the nice guys never win," seems to come to mind.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I don't, you know, sort of like, you know, what do we teach our kids? Hey, mom, that kid was mean to me. Well, you know, just turn the other cheek. You know, I mean, and I hear you. I think it, you know, you got to stay, you know, Donald Trump is probably the best example of this. I mean, he absolutely never lets an attack go unanswered. And usually comes up with a good way. I just think he's really good at that. That kind of, you know, puts his opponents on edge. They don't dare push that button necessarily because they don't know what's going to come. And that's a good thing. But I'm just saying, just simple civil discourse in this country. If you got Hayes in North Dakota, you know, flower shops, putting out, you know, signs that is, you know, just with his vitriol, how's it end? I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not going to stoop to their level. That's all.
Oh, I agree with you, and I commend you for that, and I find it difficult for myself not to do that sometimes. But I would say the best way I've found to retort anybody who says, you know, negative things about my intelligence or whatnot because of my political views is I start hitting them with facts and watch them create wake in front of them as they backpedal because they can't refute it.
Yeah, good point. That's, you know, that's, I mean, on the stats, there's no no question about it. We had a caller here that wanted us to do an all call for, don't go anywhere, Dave. You're going to like this. Here we go. A caller wants us to specifically ask for, a listener wants us to specifically ask for liberals to call in and do the following.
Yeah, why don't you guys ask your liberal listeners to call in once and tell you, I just like to hear, what has Trump's policies done to affect and hurt them personally? I want to know what personal effects they've had on them from him, why they hate him so bad. Then they're going to ask themselves, what has Donald Trump done to them personally? Yeah. That I'd like to know. Thanks.
Yeah, all right, all call. You can tell us, liberals. Go ahead and let us know. What do you think of that idea, Dave?
I like that, and I give credit to anybody who actually calls in to talk, but I have a sneaking suspicion that the phone line's going to be oddly quiet.
Yeah. No kidding. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Previous caller, George from Bismarck, another texter is saying that caller's point was invalid. Tavis Road is being pumped. So a little information for you there, George, just to let you know. Texter says, isn't it funny that businesses have the right to refuse service when it fits what Democrats want, but not when they disagree? I agree the name-calling gets old, but it's what the liberals have learned to do when their sense, when they sense their argument falling apart in the face of logic and facts. All right, interesting. I want to play this Andrew McCarthy bit. I always watch the Sunday shows for not the blah, blah, blah that you know, but rather what's different, what stands out. And two things yesterday. One, Barack Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary basically saying that all of the separation of children that liberals are absolutely losing their minds over under the Trump administration was done under the Obama administration. They invented it. They invented it. Proving once again, ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. Proving once again, this isn't about the concern at the border. This isn't about kids and separation and any of that. 83% of kids come with no parent. Their parent didn't think enough of them to go with them. They sent them alone or some mule. 83% of the kids come alone. Of the 12,000 in the Bush administration, in the Trump administration, the 12,000 kids that have come, 10 came unaccompanied. 2,000 came with their parents and they're being separated because of that's what the law calls for right now. This isn't about fixing any of that. This isn't about empathy or bleeding hearts or anything else. This is about a blunt force instrument to be used against the Trump administration. It's propaganda, folks. It's stopping him at all costs. That's what's going on. That was point one I found quite interesting. Point two is Andrew McCarthy, a former U.S. attorney. He's a great writer. I read his stuff a lot, but he's now on Fox News Channel occasionally. He's on the Sunday panel yesterday on the IG report. Listen.
The Mueller probe, as it was originally articulated by Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, is a counterintelligence into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. I don't think anybody thinks that the entirety of that mission is a waste of time. In fact, it's an important investigation in order to be seen through. Then there are the aspects of it that deal with President Trump, which are very important to the governance of the country, because you can't, unless it's very necessary, you should not have a situation where the president is under the cloud of federal criminal investigation. So the question is, do they have a case on him? And it appears that they don't, as a matter of law. And the Inspector General's report scores that, because the Inspector General's theory is that when an executive official like the FBI or the federal prosecutors are dealing within their discretion as executive actors, even if there is a possibility of corrupt intent, as long as there are legitimate explanations for any particular step that they take, we should assume that they are acting legitimately.
So, for instance, even if Peter Strzok, the lead investigator for the FBI, sends these wildly biased texts and emails to his girlfriend, if there's a legitimate reason that he could have taken the actions he's taken, you've got to put the face on it. You have to.
Correct. And because the president under the Constitution has broader discretion than the FBI and the federal prosecutors do, and because there's more scant evidence of corrupt intent on his part than there is with respect to the agents, as we see in page after page after this of this Inspector General report, I just simply don't see a basis, even if you bought their theory of obstruction, which I never have.
Congresswoman Edward.
There you go. Andrew McCarthy on Fox News Sunday there yesterday. Great analysis of something that you don't normally get, again, in the mainstream media. You get a lot of noise about, you know, Trump this, Trump that, and he separated those out very nicely and broke it down. Peter Strzok, by the way, is testifying before Congress on Wednesday morning. So that's going to be interesting. Just found out Corey Lewandowski is going to join us tomorrow on the program. Corey, of course, is a former campaign manager for Donald Trump and now is leading one of the pro-Trump organizations around the country. I think he's doing America First. I forget which one. Meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier, but we just got this advisory that the visit of the President of the United States, once something that you respected, no matter if it was the president of your party or not, just because it was the president, evidently some farmers have decided to have a little protest. Yes, indeed. And, of course, it's led by the North Dakota Farmers Union, also known as a group that constantly believes themselves to be a victim. I just can't even – every press release, every story, every mission they're on, it's always, oh, poor us, terrible me, oh, it's awful. What a way to live life. I can't even – you know, I mean, just can't wrap my mind around that for crying out loud. The North Dakota Dairy Coalition is in this. The Great Plains Food Bank is in this. And, of course, the Minnesota Farmers Union is in it as well. 11 a.m. at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds on Wednesday if you want to go be part of, effort, no doubt, to blame Donald Trump on everything. That. Yeah. Issues with trade and all the, you know, there's a terrible, awful, all the farm bill is a bad deal. Everything's bad. Everything's bad, yeah. And, of course, they want you to drive a piece of equipment to the rally. You know why? It's a good photo op. They're looking for a photo op. How about getting stuff done? My gosh.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If I am going to be kicked out of a restaurant or a place of business because of my Make America Great Again hat, can I call racist on that? Wouldn't that be racist? I don't know. It's just a question.
Todd is checking with the booted out of a restaurant rule book, so we'll get you an answer there very, very quickly. Let's ask Nancy Pelosi. She has just tweeted out moments ago, in the crucial months ahead, we must strive to make America beautiful again. Trump's daily lack of civility has provoked responses that are predictable but unacceptable. As we go forward, we must conduct elections in a way that achieves unity from sea to shining sea. That, I think, fairly could be called a rebuke of Maxine Waters. But I get a kick out of Nancy Pelosi. So it's Trump that has the daily lack of civility. What about Maxine Waters? What about, you know? So she's saying predictable but unacceptable. So let's see if things are better. Very good. Maybe she could take back that term about crumbs from the tax plan. Anyway, a little bit of progress there that Nancy Pelosi is calling out Maxine Waters. I don't know when Maxine Waters will apologize anytime soon, but horrific, awful, ridiculous what she said. No two ways about it. Just plain and simple. That's ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. All right, let me tell you about something far more positive. My friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, they're a private nonprofit, and at Workforce Safety and Insurance, provide an opportunity for us to tell you about a safety training spotlight. And we specifically pick things that are coming up on the calendar, make sure you know about, so you can find out more and hopefully sign up, take them in. NDSC is the region's leader in safety training, now offering training on one of the fastest-growing epidemics in the country, the opioid epidemic. Did you know that surpassed motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of unintentional death? In North Dakota, overdose deaths have increased by 205%. So the opioid awareness course is designed to educate employers and community members on the dangers of opioids. You learn what to do when you suspect opioid abuse, intervention resources, how to respond if you suspect an overdose, and so much more. July 16th is the next course in Bismarck. July 16th, and of course, July 24th in Fargo. So a couple of next months, still plenty of time to sign up. Upcoming opioid awareness courses being offered. Bismarck, July 16th, Fargo, July 24th. Register online at ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. John in Minot, tell me what's on your mind, sir.
I think this country would be more civil if we would keep the illegal immigrants here and deport the liberals. And also the...
You notice I didn't comment, because that would be just doing the uncivil thing that I just...
I wasn't really too serious about it, I don't believe.
Yeah, no, I think that was called humor, wasn't it? We got to remember there's still some humor. Got to be some humor in these things. Good point, yeah.
And,
because I don't think we can claim we want more civility and then say, let's export liberals. That doesn't really fly, John, you know what I'm saying? But
liberals were plenty happy with that law back in 2013. They didn't seem to do any protesting about it. But but they aren't happy with it now. But they don't want to change it, but they don't want to keep it either. What do you do with people like that?
Good point, John. Very good point. Thank you for the call. Much appreciated. Arlen in Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Great. I just was thinking about, you were talking about Heidi, always hiding.
Yeah.
Well, I think a good name for her is Heidi. Heidi Heitkamp. But I'd like you to ask her, if you ever get a chance, what she's going to say in reference to Maxine Waters and how she's acting. I would like to hear what Heidi has to say about that.
Here's one thing I can guarantee you, Arlen. If a Republican member of Congress had said that, John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer would have been asked already by the North Dakota media whether they agree or disagree with that.
Actually, yes.
Would have been asked in a nanosecond. There's a double standard in how these things are covered. I mean, basically, Heidi Heitkamp's press shop has tentacles in every newsroom in North Dakota, and they work them. They work them. And so she doesn't ever get asked tough questions. Now, where she gets asked tough questions is like right here on this program by you, the callers, not even by me. And it prompted her to say, I'm not doing that anymore. So she'd rather go where she gets questions she's all but provided to them. So
it's hiding Heidi.
Yeah, in fact, you should do this, Arlen. If you want to go back and look at her press releases from the first, two, three, four years of her being senator, and compare the amount of events to the last year. So now we put lots of photo ops on there. We got all kinds of things going on. It's just pandering. It's just, hoping you don't realize that, this is an election, year event. Pretty amazing. Here's another call. We'll squeeze in here. Came in during the break. Go ahead and roll it.
You know, my confusion is that the news and everybody else
twists and numbers and all kinds of things. I've heard different stories. I'd like to know where I can go to hear the actual thing, the facts. But, I mean, I heard like 200-some is all have been separated from their parents or from their relative or whoever brought them over here because they came through an illegal crossing. And the other 2,000 or 1,800 or whatever, a lot of them, I heard, were children that just came on their own. They haven't been separated by us. And I'd just like to know where I can go to look these facts and numbers up, please.
Yeah, first of all, 83% of the children detained came here unaccompanied. Their parents didn't care enough for them to accompany them along this tough journey. Of the 12,000 here under the Trump administration, 2,000 were accompanied. 10 were not. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.